弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我最近在主面前寻求重组领受了一个负担。
Recently, I've been seeking before the Lord, and He has given me a burden.
就是关于教会的建造。
Which is about the building up of the church.
主若愿意，我要从旧约的以斯拉记和弟兄姐妹一同来学习教会建造的属灵原则。
Lord's willing, I will share from the book of Ezra of a few spiritual principles about building up the church.
今天早晨就交通第一个教会建造的属灵原则。
This morning will be the first session of a few. Today we'll talk about the first spiritual principles.
是关于归回的呼召。
That is the calling to return.
让我们先读几处的圣经。
We'll begin with a few scriptures.
请我们先翻到耶利米书。
Let us first turn to the book of Jeremiah.
旧约耶利米书第29章
Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 29.
29章我们读第10和第11两节。
We'll read verse 10 and 11.
耶利米书29章第10节，耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Jeremiah 29:10. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you, and to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
第二处是在以斯拉记第一章。
Secondly, in Ezra chapter 1.
以斯拉记是在历代志下的后面。
It's right after 2 Chronicles.
以斯拉记我们要从第一章读第一节到第五节。
We'll read from chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
以斯拉记第一章第一节。波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在，凡剩下的人无论寄居何处，那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Verse 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you, of all his people,May his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. Every survivor, at whatever place he may live, let the man of that place support him with silver and gold, and with goods and cattle, together with a freewill offering for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers' household of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites arose.Even everyone whose spirit God has stirred to go up to rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
请我们再翻到马太福音，马太福音第十六章。
Then may we turn to the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
我们读马太福音十六章第十八节中间的一句话。
We'll just read the middle portion of verse 18.
这是主耶稣所说的。
This is the word of the Lord.
马太福音十六章第十八节。主说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
The Lord says in the middle, upon this rock I will build my church.
主说，他要把他的教会 建造在这磐石上。
The Lord says himself that he will build his church upon this rock.
最后请我们再翻到启示录第三章。
Lastly, let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
启示录第三章我们就读二十二节。
We'll only read verse 22.
启示录第三章第二十二节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这句同样的话在启示录第二、第三章两节、两章里头总共提到了七次。
And this is a verse that was repeated seven times in chapter 2 and 3.
因为神实在愿意我们能够听见圣灵对我们所说的话。
Because the Lord indeed desires for us to all hear the word of the Spirit.
叫我们不仅听见，而且我们能够有一个真实的反应。
To not only hear His word, but also to have a true response.
让我们再低头一起有一点祷告。
So let us bow our head in further prayers.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们实在知道你爱你的教会。
Lord, we thank you because we know that you love your church.
主，你为你的教会舍命。
Because you died for your church.
你用你自己的宝血买赎了你的教会来归给你。
With your own precious blood, you have purchased your church to belong to you.
主，今天你还告诉我们说你要建造你的教会。
And today you tell us that you will build up your church.
主，愿早晨圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有的都应当听。
So Lord, let this morning let everyone that has an ear hear the word of the Spirit to the churches.
主，你知道我们何等需要你。
You know how we need you.
主，若不是你用恩典来保守我们。
Unless you keep us by your grace.
没有一个人能够听见你所说的话。
No one can hear your voice.
主，求你用恩典来托住我们。
So Lord, sustain us by your grace.
你用爱来激励我们。
Stir us up by your love.
主，叫我们能够听见圣灵对我们所说的话。
So that we may hear the word of the Spirit.
叫我们都能够起来。
So that we can all rise up.
起来为着我们的主。
Rise up, stand up for Jesus.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers.In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 旧约以斯拉记的年份是从西元前536年到西元前458年。
The timeline of the book of Ezra was from 536 BC to 483 BC.
它主要记载了神百姓第一次和第二次从被掳的巴比伦之地回到耶路撒冷。
It recorded the first and the second return from captivity in Babylon back to Jerusalem.
神百姓从被掳之地第一次回到耶路撒冷的目的乃是要重建圣殿。
The first return from Babylon to Jerusalem, the purpose was to rebuild the house of God.
第一次归回的首领是所罗巴伯和耶稣亚。
And Zerubbabel and Yeshua they were the leader of the first return.
当时总共有五万两千个人答应主的呼召回到耶路撒冷重建神的殿。
About 52,000 men and women answered the calling of the Lord and returned to Jerusalem.
这是记载在以斯拉记第一章到第六章。
And it was recorded in chapter 1 to 6.
第二次的归回的目的主要是美化圣殿。
The second return, the purpose of that was to beautify the house of God.
或者说是修饰圣殿。
Or to adorn the house of God.
首领是以斯拉。
And Ezra was the leader.
第二次归回总共约有1750人。
And about 1,750 people returned.
这段历史是记载在以斯拉记第七章到第十章。
And that was recorded in chapter 7 to 10.
从整本圣经我们看见神起初的心意，他愿意与人同住。
And we see from the very beginning, God has desired to dwell with men.
神他喜爱与他的百姓同住。
He delights to dwell with his people.
然而我们看见在旧约历史里头看见神的百姓却一而再再而三的背弃神。
But through the Old Testament history, we see the God's people rebelled against the Lord again and again.
他们去敬拜随从各样的偶像。
They followed and worshiped all kinds of idols.
当神差派先知来警戒他们，要他们回转的时候。
When the Lord sent his prophets to warn them, to encourage them to return.
他们不仅不听先知们所传讲神的话。
Not only they would not listen to the word of the prophets.
他们还多次多方杀害了神的先知。
Often they would kill the prophets and murder the prophets.
所以我们看见到了一个地步，神的管教临到他们。
So to a point, God's discipline fell upon them.
在西元前606年 当约雅敬做犹大王的时候
In 606 BC,、in the year of King Jehoiakim,
他们就被尼布甲尼撒王掳到巴比伦去
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took them captive to Babylon.
我们知道后来当波斯帝国崛起他们就灭了巴比伦帝国
We know later on a Persian empire rose up and destroyed the,、and replaced the、Babylonian empire.
神百姓就成了波斯帝国的俘虏
So the people of God transferred their captivity to under the king of Persia.
然而在波斯王古列元年的时候
But in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia,
也就是西元前536年
That was 536 BC.
我们看见在神权柄的主宰之下
Under the great sovereignty of the Lord,
神激动古列王的心
And he stirred up the heart of、Cyrus, king of Persia.
使古列王下诏允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷去重建神的殿。
So Cyrus gave a proclamation and a decree so the people of God can return to Jerusalem and rebuild the house.
这是第一次的归回。
And that was the first return.
所以我们看见从神的百姓第一次被掳。
And we see from the first captivity.
一直到波斯王古列元年的时候。
Up until the first year of King Cyrus.
整整是70年的时间。
And that was a full 70 years.
正如神在百姓被掳之前借着他的先知耶利米向百姓所发的预言
And it was, it fulfills the prophecy that God has given to Jeremiah.
他说耶和华如此说
He says, thus says the Lord.
为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后 我还要眷顾你们
When the 70 years have completed for Babylon, I will again visit you.
我要成就我的恩言使你们仍回此地
And I will fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
所以到了七十年一满
So as soon as the 70 years is fulfilled
神便呼召他的百姓回到耶路撒冷去重建神的圣殿
The Lord again called out to his people to call them to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God
弟兄姐妹神为什么要呼召他的百姓从巴比伦出来回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿呢
So why would the Lord call his people to return to Jerusalem and rebuild his house?
是因为耶路撒冷是神的心意
Because Jerusalem is the heart of God
耶路撒冷的圣殿是神立他名的地方
And the temple in Jerusalem is where the Lord has established his name
所以我们看见在耶路撒冷的圣殿在神的心目中是何等的重要
And we see how important is this house this temple in Jerusalem in the heart of God
在旧约的时候神是借着圣殿借着会幕和圣殿与他的百姓同住
In the Old Testament the Lord dwelt with his people through the tabernacle and then later on through the temple
我们看见后来因着神百姓的悖逆他们被掳到巴比伦
So later on in the rebellion of his people they were taken captive into Babylon
他们在巴比伦那里神的百姓仍然聚在一起
But in Babylon they still had meetings and gatherings
在会堂里面也有拉比和他们来传讲神的话
They established synagogues and there were rabbis teaching them the word of God
可是我们看见他们的聚集却是在神的心意之外
But their gatherings, their synagogues were outside the heart of God.
他们在那里虽然传讲神的话语，但是他们却是在神的心意以外。
Even though they were still teaching the word of God, but they were outside of the heart and the will of God.
就好像从前以色列的列王一样。
Just like before, the separate kings of Israel.
他们失败的共同原因就是秋坛没有废去。
And one reason why many of them failed is because the high places has not been abolished.
秋坛是什么意思呢
What were the high places?
就是他们在耶路撒冷之外在那里向神敬拜烧香。
That they have set up high places outside of Jerusalem to offer sacrifices and burn incenses to the Lord.
所以我们看见神的心意是不能满足的。
That's why...Because they sacrifice outside of God's heart, so God's heart cannot be satisfied.
这也是以斯拉记里头让我们看见为什么神要呼召他的百姓从巴比伦出来回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
And that is why in the book of Ezra, why the Lord had called out his people to return to Jerusalem to build the temple there.
他们不能在巴比伦那里建造神的殿。
They could not have built the temple in Babylon.
他们不能在巴比伦那里向神献祭烧香。
They could not have worshipped and burned incense to the Lord.
他们必须回到耶路撒冷。
They must return to Jerusalem.
他们必须回到神的心意里头。
They must return to the heart of God.
在那里来为神建造圣殿。
And in the will of God, they can build a house for him.
所以我们看见我们的神，他是主宰一切的神。
Our God is a sovereign God who is in control of all things.
他在环境中，他先来做预备。
So through all the environments, he has prepared everything.
他就激动波斯王古列的心。
He himself stirred up the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
使他下诏允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
So that he will send the proclamation.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常稀奇的一件事情。
It is amazing to.
如果你和我是在当时被掳的犹太人中间的话
，If you and I were among those captive in Babylon.
我们的反应会是如何呢
？What would your and my reaction be？
我们看见神从前借先知所说的预言，竟然应验了。
And we see the prophecy that the Lord has spoken through Jeremiah suddenly became fulfilled.
虽然我们在波斯国是为俘虏的
，Even though we were taken captive，
但今天竟然波斯王能够允许我们。回到神心意中的耶路撒冷去为神重建圣殿。
But today the king of Persia allows us to return to Jerusalem, return to our homeland, and to build up the temple.
弟兄姐妹，这是一件神迹。
This is a miracle in itself.
这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
And this is something wonderful and amazing.
所以我们看见当神他主宰的权柄，他激动了古列王的心。
And in his sovereignty, God has stirred up the heart of King Cyrus.
他就在那里呼召他的百姓。
And in Persia, he called out to his people.
起来，回到他的心意里头。
That they will rise up and stand up to return to his will.
我们知道旧约的圣殿乃是预表新约的教会。
We know the temple in the Old Testament is a type of church in the New Testament.
今天神的心意没有改变。
Today, the heart of God has not changed.
神他仍然呼召属他的儿女们。
He is still calling out to the people that belongs to him.
来为着他的心意，一同来建造他的教会。
So that we may rise up to build up his church and his house according to his will.
使教会成为神能够在地上与人同住的地方。
So church will be a place where God can dwell with men on earth.
弟兄姐妹，什么是教会呢
？What is church?
教会并不是地上属物质的这个建筑物。
It is not a material building.
教会也不是。在属地的人为的一个组织
，nor is it a human organization。
这个教会这个原文字的意思，乃是说到一般被神呼召出来的人。
The original word in Greek means a people called out。
那谁是被神呼召出来的人呢
？Who are these people that were called out？
岂不就是我们这些蒙恩得救属神的儿女吗
？Are we not people of God that were called out？
今天神要建造我们。
Today the Lord wants to build us up.
神要建造他的儿女们。
He wants to build up his children.
他要建造他的教会。
He wants to build up his church.
叫教会能够成为神在地上与人同住的地方。
So his church may be a place where he can dwell with men.
叫教会能够成为神在地上的一个见证。
So that church here on earth can be a testimony of God in heaven.
马太福音16章18节，主亲口告诉我们说我要建造我的教会。
And Lord Jesus said himself in Matthew, he will build up his church.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们看见教会不是属哪一个人的。
And today we see church does not belong to any particular person.
教会也不是属于哪个团体。
It does not belong to any organization.
教会是属于主的。
The church belongs to the Lord.
因为是他自己亲自用他的血所买赎的。
Because it is purchased by his own blood.
不仅教会是属于主的。
Not only belongs to him.
主说他要建造他的教会。
He says he promised that he will build his church.
主亲自要建造他的教会。
He himself will build it up.
然而感谢主的怜悯。
So we thank the Lord for his mercy.
主愿意我们这些蒙恩的人来与他同工。
He desires for all of us who are covered by his grace.
来配合他建造教会的工作。
To cooperate with him and to build up the church with him.
直到有一天教会能够成为主充满主同在的地方。
Until one day the church will be filled by his presence.
主说他要建造他的教会在这磐石上。
He says he will build up the church on this rock.
弟兄姐妹，这磐石是什么
？What is this rock？
这磐石不是别的。
This rock is nothing else.
这磐石不是彼得。
It is not Peter.
这磐石乃是基督。
It is Christ the rock.
也可以说乃是彼得从天上所得的启示。
And it is that revelation that Peter received from Father in heaven.
这启示就是。耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And that revelation was, you are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
所以我们看见今天神所要建造的教会。
So we see God wants to build up a church.
乃是我们这些从天父那里得着启示的一般人。
This church is all of us who have received the revelation from the Lord.
所以教会的建造不是根据传统。
So the building of the church is not by tradition.
不是根据人的想法。
It is not by men's opinions.
乃是根据从天上来的启示。
But it is by a revelation that comes from heaven.
教会建造的根基乃是在这磐石上。
The foundation of the church is on this rock.
这磐石就是耶稣，是基督，是永生神的儿子。
This rock, it is that Christ, Jesus is Christ. He is the Lord, the Son of the living God.
基督不仅是教会建造的根基。
Christ, not only Christ is the foundation of the church,
基督也是教会建造的那个目的。
And he's also the purpose of this building up.
因为主要建造他的教会。
Because God will build up his church.
到有一天使教会成为那充满万有者所充满。
Until church is the one who is filled by the one who fills all and in all.
也就是说教会被基督所充满。
That is to say, Christ will be filled up by church.
所以人看见了
church will be filled up by Christ.
人来到主的教会里。
And we see men coming into the church of Christ.
人能够看见基督。
And so that anyone who comes into the church
人能够遇见基督。
They can meet Christ.
人能够摸着基督。
They can touch Christ.
这就是神与人同在的心意。
So that is his desire to tabernacle among men.
这就是主所要建造他的教会在这磐石上的意义。
That is the meaning of why he will build up his church on this rock.
所以我们看见神在历史历代里头，他来呼召属他的人。
So throughout generations, he's been calling out to people who belongs to him.
叫一切属他的人离开那被掳的光景。
So all those who are called out for his own possession, can leave captivity.
离开巴比伦。
Can leave Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷
and return to Jerusalem,
回到神的心意里头
return to the heart of God,
在神的心意里头来与神同工
in the heart and will of God, we can be co-workers,
来建造他的教会
we can be co-workers with God to build up his church,
叫神的教会在地上成为可赞美的
so his church can be of praise on the whole earth,
叫神的教会在地上就成为那能够彰显基督的那个丰满
so God's church can manifest the fullness of Christ on earth,
所以神为了他建造的心意
For this purpose of building up,
他为了他呼召他的百姓能够回到他的心意里头
for the purpose of calling his people back into his will,
神他就为他的百姓做了一些预备
So God had made preparations for his people.
一方面神借着先知向他的百姓来说话
On one hand, he spoke to his people through his prophet.
在以赛亚书第44章那里神借着先知以赛亚就预先告诉他的百姓说古列是我的牧者
Even in Isaiah chapter 44 He already told his people Cyrus is my shepherd
弟兄姐妹当以赛亚说这句话的时候
And when Isaiah made that prophecy
是在古列降生200年前
It was 200 years before Cyrus was even born
所以我们看见这一切在神的主权的底下
So all this was under the sovereignty of God
我相信非常有可能的是当但以理告诉波斯王古列以赛亚书所说这句话
It could even be that Daniel told Cyrus about this verse
所以古列王就发现说在他还没降生之前这位神就已经知道他是耶和华所立的牧者
So suddenly Cyrus realized before he was even born God has chosen him to be his shepherd
我们刚刚也读到神也借着先知耶利米告诉他的百姓
Earlier we also read Prophet Jeremiah spoke to his people
就是神为巴比伦所定的年日是70年
That God has set aside 70 years for Babylon
所以当神的百姓他预先听到了先知耶利米所说的这个预言
So when the people of God has heard this prophecy
当波斯王古列下诏允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷的时候
And when Cyrus King Cyrus made the proclamation to call people back to Jerusalem.
他们能够清楚知道这件事情不是偶然的。
So they may truly know and clearly know that this is not by coincidence.
他们能够知道这件事情是在神的权柄主宰之下。
They would know that this is by God's sovereignty.
果真到了被掳七十年满的时候。
And truly after 70 years.
竟然波斯王古列愿意让神的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
And this Persian king would desire for God's people to return to Jerusalem.
所以我们看见神借着先知们来向百姓预先说话预备他们的心能够答应神的呼召
We see God has prepared words through his prophets to speak to his people so that they may be prepared
神也借着但以理的祷告来预备百姓的心
Also he prepared Daniel and through his prayers God may prepare the hearts of his people
我们今天没有时间来细讲但以理第九章
And we don't have time to go through Daniel chapter 9 in detail.
但希望弟兄姐妹有机会的话能够好好的读一读但以理书第九章。
But I really hope if you have time to go back and read through this chapter, chapter 9, carefully.
因为但以理书第九章就记载了先知但以理在神面前的一个祷告。
Here it records the prayer of prophet Daniel before God.
而这个祷告呢就与神同工来预备神百姓的心叫他们能够答应神的呼召归回耶路撒冷。
And this prayer was a cooperation with the Lord so thatthe Lord may prepare the heart of people so that they can answer His calling.
所以我从第九但以理书第九章这里但以理的祷告里头，我简单的把两点比较重要的但以理的负担和弟兄姐妹来交通。
And I'll simply share two important burdens that Daniel received in his prayers.
他这里说，在第二节哈，他说我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米。论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满。
And in verse 2 it says, In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the book of the number of years which was revealed in the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
但以理说我便进食披麻蒙灰定意向主神祈祷恳求。
So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek Him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见但以理他是一个关心神心意的人。
We see Daniel is a man who cares for the heart of God.
我们知道当神百姓被掳到巴比伦的时候
We know when the people of Jerusalem was taken captive to Babylon.
但以理不过是个少年人。
Daniel was just a young man.
或许是二十岁上下。
Perhaps he was about 20 years old.
但经过了在巴比伦在波斯被掳的七十年之后
But after 70 years of captivity,
这时候但以理他已经是差不多应该是九十岁上下。
Perhaps Daniel now is around 90 years old.
就像在我们中间有一些年长的弟兄姐妹们。
And just like some elderly among us.
我们看见他们到了九十几岁。
They're in their 90s.
他们仍然关心神的心意。
Yet they still care for the heart of God.
我们看见在这里年老的但以理他仍然关心神的心意。
We see here the old Daniel still cares so much for the heart of God.
他不仅关心神的心意。
No. Not only he cares for the will of God,
我们看见九十岁的但以理他还读神的话
but he's also reading the word of God.
他不仅读神的话
not only he read the word of God,
当他读到神借先知耶利米所说的
when he read the words of God to Jeremiah,
他有一个反应
he has a response and a reaction.
他就向神祷告
he gave his attention to pray.
他怎么祷告呢
how did he pray?
他披麻蒙灰祷告。
He prayed with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
他怎么祷告呢
？How did he pray?
他禁食祷告。
He prayed with fasting.
所以我们看见在但以理的心里头。
So we see in the heart of Daniel.
他是何等的关心神的心意。
How he cares for the heart of God.
他是何等关心神的百姓。
How he cares for the people of God.
他关心神的见证。
He cares for the testimony of God.
所以在这里我们看见第一个重点是，当但以理听到了。神借耶利米所说的话。
So we see here in the first point, when he heard the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet,
他就有一个反应。
He had a reaction.
就你们盼望今年当我们来读主的话语的时候
Brothers and sisters, we truly desire this year as we read the word of God,
我们不单单是盼望能够得着一些神的应许。
Not only we can receive some promises from the Lord,
我们不要单单盼望从神得着祝福。
Not only we want to receive blessings from his words,
我们也不是单单愿意说我们能够更多认识主。
Not only we want to say that we want to know the Lord more,
我们能够更多明白主的心意。
To know his heart, understand his heart more.
弟兄姐妹，这些都是很好的。
And these are all very good.
这盼望在这新的一年里头。
But even more so in this new year,
当我们读主的话语的时候
as we read his words,
当主借着他的话语光照我们的时候
as he shines his light on us through his words,
让我们能够看见神的心意。
That we can see his heart,
叫我们能够看见神的见证
that we can see his testimony,
叫我们能够因着神的话语我们能够产生一个祷告的负担
and because of his word, there will be a burden for prayer inside of us,
我们能够在神的面前来为着神的心意神的见证而祷告
that we can come before his presence to pray for his heart and for his will.
弟兄姐妹这里但以理为什么他要披麻蒙灰呢
why would Daniel here put on sackcloth and ashes?
我们看见但以理在神面前披麻蒙灰的祷告是因为他看见神百姓 竟落到这样一个可怜的光景。
We see his prayers with sackcloth and ashes. It is because this, he saw the condition of the people of God. It was so pitiful.
但你知道，神的百姓是神在万民中分别出来的一般人。
And he knew that the people of God is separated from all people and nations.
神要借着他的百姓，叫万民认识唯有耶和华是神。
And the Lord desires that all men will see his people and come to know that God is the Lord is God.
但当我们看见神百姓的历史
，But we see the history of his people.
我们看见他们是何等的顶撞神、悖逆神。
We see how they opposed God and rebelled against God.
他们如何恢复了神给他们的见证的托付。
And they fell short of this burden and this testimony that God has entrusted to them.
神把他们带到应许地，带到迦南地里头。
The Lord brought them to the promised land.
在耶路撒冷那里为神建造圣殿。
And they have built up a temple in Jerusalem.
神借着圣殿与他们同住。
And the Lord dwelt in the temple with them.
在那里，神来借着他的百姓来彰显神的见证。
And through his people, through his nation, God hasestablish the testimony for his name.
结果如今耶路撒冷完全的被毁灭。
But to this point, Jerusalem was in complete desolation.
神的百姓被掳到巴比伦。
The people of God was taken captive to Babylon.
所以你们当但以理想到神百姓这样的一个光景。
And when Daniel sees the condition of the people of God,
他在神面前披麻蒙灰。
And he put on sackcloth and ashes before God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们对于神见证失落的感觉吗？
Is this our feeling towards the lost testimony of the Lord?
因为当我们听到一些还不信主的人，
Sometimes we hear unbelieving friends.
当我们遇见一些还不认识主的人，
Sometimes we see people that do not yet know the Lord.
他们对我们说，
And they will tell us,
我认识一些基督徒，
We know some Christians.
我知道他们的见证，
We know their testimony.
因着他们的见证，
Because of their behavior,
所以我不要信主。
I don't even want to know this God.
因为我不信主的人比他们还要好。
Because I have seen unbelievers even better than these.
因为当我们听到这样的话语，
When you hear these words,
当我们看见神儿女们的见证失落了，
When you see the failure of the testimony of the man of God,
弟兄姐妹，我们心里的感觉是如何？
What is the feeling in your heart?
弟兄姐妹，我们的反应是如何呢？
What is your reaction?
我们是否像但以理在这里，但以理一样？
Are we like Daniel here?
我们在神面前披麻蒙灰。
Do we put on sackcloth and ashes also?
我们说啊，我们说主啊，我们实在是亏欠了你的见证。
Do we also say like Daniel, we have sinned and fallen short of your testimony?
所以这里我们看见但以理，当他想到神百姓的光景。
When Daniel sees the condition of God's people,
他看见神百姓落到一个被掳的光景。
When he sees the captivity.
他听到了先知耶利米所说的话。
As he hears the word of the prophet Jeremiah,
他在神面前有一个反应。
He has a reaction, a response before God.
一个强烈的反应。
A strong response.
他在神面前披麻蒙灰的祷告。
He put on his sackcloth and ashes.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
他在神面前也为着神的心意禁食的祷告。
And for God's heart, he was fasting before the Lord.
但以理为什么需要他为什么要禁食祷告呢？
Why did he need to fast?
这里面禁食祷告的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning of fasting?
其实很简单。
It is actually very simple.
禁食就是不吃饭。
Fasting means not eating food.
我们知道当我们这个天然的身体不吃饭的时候，
We know in our natural body when it's not partaking any food,
我们会有什么反应呢？
What will our natural response be?
就像再过半个小时我们身体就有一个反应。
In half an hour you will know this response.
我们肚子就会饿。
Because you will be hungry.
我们就想吃饭。
You will want to eat.
禁食祷告的意义就是说，
And the meaning of fasting is this.
借着不吃饭，
Through restraining from food.
所以当我的身体有个自然反应感到饿的时候，
When the natural response of hunger comes,
我就为着这个负担来向神祷告。
It becomes a reminder of this burden you have before the Lord and pray.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很深祷告的负担。
It is a very strong burden.
我们或许在过去
And perhaps in the past,
我们为着因为没有孩子而希望有孩子，我们在神面前禁食祷告。
Perhaps some of us have to pray for a child because we cannot have a child, so we fast before the Lord.
或是我们找工作找了很久，一直找不到工作。
Or perhaps we've been looking for a job for very long, so we fasted
before the Lord. 我实在需要一个工作。
We truly wanted the job.
所以我在神面前为着工作禁食祷告。
So we fasted and prayed before the Lord.
或许有些人因着身体得了疾病。
perhaps some because of their illness.
我们实在盼望神能够来医治我们。
We truly desire the Lord to heal us.
因为那个负担很深。
And because that burden is so strong.
所以我们在神面前禁食祷告。
So we fasted and prayed before the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们有没有曾经为了神的心意。
Have we for the sake of the will of God?
我们有没有曾经为了神的见证。
For the testimony of God.
在神面前禁食祷告。
Have we prayed with fasting?
到底我们的心对于神的心意和见证的关心感觉是如何呢
？How much does our heart truly care for the heart of God？
这里我们感谢主，他得着一个器皿。
Here we thank the Lord that He has gained the vessel。
但以理为着神的心意和神的见证，在神面前他禁食的祷告。
For the heart of God, for the testimony of God, Daniel in his old age prayed with fasting。
我们看见这个祷告就与神成为神。与神同工的一个器皿。
And we see his prayer became a vessel that worked for God.
但你的祷告就成为神来预备他百姓们的心啊，归回的那个心来做预备。
And he cooperated with the Lord so that God can prepare the heart of his people to return.
但你的祷告里头有另外一个重要的属灵意义。
There was another thing very important in his prayers.
他在神的面前承认他们的罪孽。
And before God, he confessed their sins.
他们承认因为神百姓的罪孽，所以他们被掳到巴比伦。
He was confessing that because of their sin, they were taken captive to Babylon.
但他的祷告里面有一个特别的地方。
And there was something special about his prayers.
我们知道但以理在神面前是一个可以说是一个完全人。
Because we know Daniel should be an upright man before God.
因为看见但以理书里头，看见他和他的几个同伴，他们如何在巴比伦的地方为主做了美好的见证。
Because we have already seen his testimony, him and his companions, how they became a bright testimony in Babylon.
所以虽然神的百姓在那里敬拜偶像，侍奉偶像。
Even when all the people of God were worshiping idols in Babylon,
我们知道但以理他自己是没有的。
We knew Daniel did not himself.
但是我们看见，当我们读到但以理在神面前祷告的时候
，When you read his prayers before God,
你看他没有一次是说，神啊，你看他们犯罪得罪你。
Not only once did he say, not once did he say, look, Lord, they have sinned against you.
但以理乃是把自己和神的百姓。摆在一起。
But rather he placed himself in the people of God.
当他在神面前承认神百姓的罪过的时候
，As he confessed for the sins of the people,
他总是说我们得罪了你。
He has always said we have sinned.
他说我们和列祖得罪了你。
We and our fathers committed iniquity.
虽然但以理他没有像神的百姓、其他神的百姓那样子得罪神
，Even though he himself did not sin against the Lord.
但他并没有把自己和神的百姓分开了。
But he did not separate himself from the people of God.
相反，他把自己摆在神的百姓中间。
In contrary, he placed himself in his people.
他说：“我们得罪了你。”
He said, "We have sinned."
弟兄姐妹，我们看见但以理这边所给我们看见的是，他乃是在一个身体的感觉里头。
We see Daniel placed himself in the body of Christ.
他知道神的见证不是单单托付给他一个人。
He knew that the testimony of God was not only given to him.
神的见证乃是托付给所有神的百姓。
Rather, the testimony was entrusted to all the people of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天这是撒旦在神儿女们中间所做的一件非常厉害的一个破坏。
And this is a very severe destruction that Satan, our enemy, is doing among God's people.
就是把神的儿女们都分开来。
And he wants to pick us apart.
我们看见撒旦从家里面开始。
We see how he will start in the family.
丈夫与妻子分开。
He will separate husband from wife.
父母与儿女分开。
Parent from children.
在教会的里头。
In his church.
撒旦也叫神的儿女们彼此分开。
Satan picks God's people apart.
就在不同的聚会里头。
Even in different congregations.
我们看见这个教会的见证好像当初耶路撒冷的城墙一样。
We see the testimony of church today is like the city wall of Jerusalem back.
没有一块放在另一块石头上。
Not one stone was placed upon another.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是撒旦的工作。
And we see this is the work of Satan.
我们想到我们的家里头。
And if you think about our own household.
夫妻之间。
Between husband and wife.
当你的配偶，你知道你的配偶犯罪得罪神了。
When you know your spouse is sinning against the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你的感觉是如何
？What is your sense?
你的反应又是如何
？What is your reaction?
你在神面前的祷告是如何呢
？What is your prayer before the Lord？
你是说主啊，你管教他
？Do you say, Lord, discipline him or her？
还是你在神的面前说，主啊，我们得罪了你
？Or do you come before the Lord and says, Lord, we have sinned？
弟兄姐妹，我们是不能分开的。
We cannot be separated。
不仅我们在基督里，我们是同为肢体。
We are in Christ。Members of the same body.
兄姐妹，我们同有一位主。
We have one Lord.
就像每个主日早晨，我们在这里一同做的见证。
Just as every Sunday morning, we bear the same testimony.
我们人虽多
，even though we are many，
仍然是一个饼一个杯。
We have only but one bread.
兄姐妹，我们今天是一同被主的宝血所买赎的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are purchased by His blood together.
我们是一同。蒙召要为我们的主做见证的人。
We have been called by him to bear his testimony together.
因为求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on
us. 在这新的一年里头。
In this new year.
主叫我们能够真实的有那进入身体的感觉里头。
And we can truly enter into the sense of this body.
姐妹，我们不再是一个一个的个体。
And we're no longer individuals.
我们的命运乃是绑在一起。
All of our lives are tied together.
我们的前途乃是绑在一起。
Our future are bound together.
不要以为我们的儿女他们犯罪得罪主，跟我们没关系。
Do not think your children because they're sinning against the Lord it had nothing to do with
us. 他们若蒙了，他们若在世人面前蒙了羞辱。
If they were ashamed before his classmates were before
那个羞辱也在我们的身上。
Then that shame is on us.
因为那个羞辱落在主的身上。
Because that shame fell upon our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们犯罪不是一件小事。
It is not a small thing that we sin.
当因着我们的罪，
but because of our sin,
主的名蒙了羞。
That we put shame on the name of the Lord.
主的见证蒙了羞。
The testimony of the Lord is ashamed.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们看见但以理的祷告。给我们看见这个宝贵的感觉。
So we see this precious sense in the heart of Daniel through his prayers.
我们是在一起的。
We are together.
我们不仅在建造上是在一起。
Not only we're together being built up.
我们在见证上也是在一起。
Not only we're together in our testimonies.
求主赐给我们有这样一个真实的感觉。
But also may we have this true sense.
好像我们能够一同在神的心里头，一同来建造他的教会。
That in God's heart we can build up His house.
这是神在预备他百姓能够归回他心意去建造圣殿的一个的预备。
And we see in all these aspects, he's preparing his people to return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，我想请弟兄姐妹，我们一同想一想。
I ask you to all think together with me.
如果我们是在当时被掳的人中间。
Imagine if you and I were among those who are taken captive.
当我们看见神先前借着先知所说的预言应验了。
And we see the fulfillment of the prophecy that God has spoken.
当我们看见波斯王古列竟然愿意下诏，允许我们能够回到耶路撒冷去建造神的圣殿。
And we see with amazement that the king of Persia gave a proclamation to build up the house of God in Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，你我的反应会是如何呢
？What would your and my reaction be?
我们对于神所安排的这样一切的环境，还有神的呼召，我们的反应是如何呢
？We see all the orchestration of God in all the environments, and when we see the calling of the Lord, what will our response be?
我们看见当神激动古列的心的时候
，We see the Lord as He stirred up the heart of Cyrus.
他下诏允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
When He gave the decree for the people of God to return to Jerusalem.
这是神对百姓的一个呼召。
And it is a calling of the Lord Himself.
我们看见这个呼召是向着神所有百姓所发出来的。
And this is a calling for all the people of God.
每一个做神子民的
，Everyone who considers himself a people of God，
都可以回到耶路撒冷去建造神的圣殿。
They have the right to return to Jerusalem to build up the house.
弟兄们，你想当时。会有多少人回去呢
？How many people do you think that answer the calling？
在当时，被掳经过70年之后，在巴比伦那里，神的百姓很可能已经有好几百万。
And perhaps after 70 years of captivity, there were a few million Jews living in Babylon.
他们中间大多数的人很可能都是在巴比伦出生的。
Perhaps even many of them were born in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦那里已经。建立了他们的家室。
They have established their household.
他们有他们的 所住的房子。
They have a house that they're living in.
他们可能也有他们自己的事业。
They perhaps have their own career.
或者在巴比伦那里，他们也有他们社会的地位。
And they have their own social status in Babylon.
很可能他们的孩子在巴比伦那里也受了最好的教育。
Perhaps even their children had received the best education in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦那里已经被掳有七十年。
And they were there for over 70 years.
但是当这个时候，当神呼召他的百姓回到神心意中的耶路撒冷。
But here, when the Lord calls His people to return to Jerusalem,
我们看见，却只有少数的人，他们答应了神的呼召。
We see out of millions, only a few returned.
只有五万两千人，他们。答应神的呼召，回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
Only 52,000 returned to Jerusalem to build up the house.
弟兄姐妹，虽然这些的人在神的百姓中间是一群的少数。
Even though in comparison to all the people of Israel, these were the minorities.
但是他们在神的眼中是看为极其宝贵。
But in God's eye, they were most precious.
圣经称他们为渔民。
The Bible gave them a special name that they are called the remnant.
就好像在新约的启示录里头。
Just like in the New Testament.
神称那一些听到圣灵所呼召的声音，他们明白神的心意，愿意答应神的心意的那些人，成为得胜者。
It's the same in Revelation. God calls those who answer His calling, they are overcomers.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在历史历代以来，
in throughout generations,
神一直呼召。一切属他的儿女们。
God has been calling all people that belong to Him.
神的呼召是向着每一个属他的人所发出的。
And His calling is for every child of God.
但我们看见在历史历代以来
，But throughout the throughout generations,
始终只有少数的属神儿女们愿意答应神的呼召。
He has always been a minority among God's people who answered His call.
他们愿意为着神的心意。
And they were willing to rise up for God's will.
他们愿意站在神的心意上面。
They were willing to stand up on the will of God.
叫神的心意能够借着这些少数的人能够一直的往前。
So that the will of God can progress and move forward because of these few.
弟兄姐妹，这些的人，他们并不是什么特别的人。
Brothers and sisters, these are not any special people.
他们并不是好像从来没有犯过错的人。
These are not people that has never sinned.
他们也不是一般所谓好像全时间服侍神的人。
And they were not so-called full-time servants of God.
这些旧约的渔民。
And these remnants in the Old Testament.
这些新约的得胜者。
And those who overcome in the New Testament.
他们之所以与其他神百姓不同的地方。
The only difference they have from the rest of the people of God.
是因为他们关心神的心意。
It is that they cared for the house.
他们不仅明白了神的心意。
Not only they understood the will of God.
他们愿意为着神的心意而活。
They were willing to live for this will.
他们愿意为着神的心意，他们有所舍弃。
They were willing to give up, for this purpose.
虽然他们也曾经失败。
Even though they had failed before,
虽然他们也会跌倒
even though they will still stumble,
但我们看见因着他们的心是为着神的心意
but because they have a heart for the will of God,
我们看见靠着神的恩典，他们就能够一次一次的再回到神的心意里头
but we see by God's grace, again and again, they can return to this purpose.
所以我们希望我们盼望我们都能够记得这件事情
So let us all remember this.
在主在马太福音二十二章，他这么说。
To chapter 22, the Lord said Himself,
他说被召的人多
many are called,
选上的人少
only a few are chosen.
从前当我们读到这句话的时候
before when we read this verse,
我们常有一个感觉
we always have this feeling,
我不是被主选上的
or I am not chosen by the Lord,
所以呢我不是得胜者
and therefore I cannot overcome.
弟兄姐妹不是这样子的
it is not so, brothers and sisters.
主所召的是每一个属他的人
He called everyone who belongs to Him.
主所召的是每一个他用他自己宝血所买赎的人。
He's calling out to everyone who is purchased by His blood.
里面你我都有同样的机会。
We have the same opportunity.
我们有同样的机会能够答应主的呼召。
We have the same opportunity to answer this calling.
那为什么选上的人少呢
？How come He says, but few are chosen?
不是因为主没有拣选我们。
It is not because He did not choose us.
那是因为我们没有拣选主的心意。
But it is because we did not choose His will.
我们没有拣选。站在主心意的这一边。
We did not elect to stand on His side.
弟兄姐妹，我们就失去了一个宝贵的机会。
And then we would lose our precious opportunity.
这些犹大的渔民，他们实在是有一个 一个反应。
But these remnants of Judah, they had a reaction.
当他们听见了主的呼召
，When they heard the calling of the Lord,
他们心里面有一个反应。
They had a response in their heart.
圣经告诉我们说，凡一切被神所激动的人
，It says all those who are stirred by the Lord.
一切他们的心，他们的灵被神的呼召所激动的
，Everyone whose spirit God has stirred.
他们的反应是从里面开始
，and this response started from within their heart.
他们的心对于神的呼召，他们有一个反应
，and for the calling of the Lord, their heart had a response.
他们的心对于神的心意，他们有一个强烈的反应
，and for the will of God that was revealed, their heart had a strong reaction.
就是一切心被神激动的人
，so everyone whose spirit is stirred by God.
他们的反应是什么呢
？What was their reaction?
他们就起来
，they rose.
他们起来。
They arose.
他们离开巴比伦。
They departed from Babylon.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
去重建神的殿。
So that they may to build up the temple of God.
弟兄姐妹，我想请你们想一想。
Ask you to imagine.
在这第一次归回的五万两千人中间。
Among these 52,000 that were in the first return.
我们替他们想一想，他们这样的一个归回容易不容易
？Let us imagine if it was easy for them to return.
弟兄姐妹，你们觉得容易不容易
？What do you think? Do you think it was easy for them to go back?
这不是一件容易的事情。
It is not an easy thing.
因为他们必须要离开他们所舒适的一个生活环境。
Because they have to leave their comfortable living condition.
他们的孩子可能刚刚申请到了那很好的大学。
Perhaps their children just got accepted into a great university.
他们可能刚刚盖了一个梦想中的房子。
Perhaps they just built their dream house.
他们的企业可能刚刚股票上市。
Perhaps they just had a stock. Their stock just went online.
他们可能刚刚赢得一次很重要的选举。
Perhaps they just won an important election.
我们看见当他们要离开巴比伦的时候。
But when they had their chance to leave Babylon,
他们必须有所舍弃。
They have to give these up.
弟兄姐妹。早晨，我不愿意用欺骗的方式来激动你们的心。
This morning, I do not want to trick your heart.
我可以告诉你们说，起来，起来，我们都起来。
I could fan you up to say, rise up, let us all rise up.
让我们回到神的心意里头来建造他的教会。
Let us return to the heart of God and build up His church.
弟兄姐妹，就像我这样子来骗你们。
And perhaps I can trick you.
你们可能在回耶路撒冷的路上，你们就回心转意了。
And perhaps even on the way back to Jerusalem.That you will return. You
will turn around.
Perhaps you will want to go back to Babylon.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要祷告。
But we need to pray.
我们求神来激动我们的心。
We need the Lord to stir our spirit.
我们求圣灵来向我们的心说话。
We need the Holy Spirit to speak to our heart.
就当我们里面对神的心意有一个强烈的反应。
When there is a strong response from within us.
当我们实在是看见说神的心意是何等的宝贵。
When we truly see how precious is the heart of God.
姐妹，我们才能够像当日的犹大渔民一样。
Then we can be like those remnants of the house of Judah.
他们外面有一个真实的行动。
And they had a true reaction from within to that carried out into actions.
他们舍弃在巴比伦的一切。
And they gave up everything they had in Babylon.
他们离开。巴比伦那舒适的生活。
They left their comfortable living environment.
他们愿意回到神心意中的耶路撒冷。
And they were willing to return to the heart of God.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道在你的生活当中有哪一些事情是神所要你舍弃的。
I don't know in your life what are the things that the Lord is touching so that you would need to give up.
有哪一些像上周弟兄所说的，有哪一些隐藏的罪恶是神所要在你身上要对付你的
？As our brother shared last week.I don't know what are secret sins that the Lord wants to deal with.
在弟兄姐妹，我们求神在这新的一年里头。
But we ask the Lord in this new year.
在我们的身上有一个真实的一个改变。
That He will have a real change in our lives.
在我们能够舍弃神所要我们舍弃。
So that we can give up what the Lord wants us to give up.
在我们能够离开。神所要我们离开的。
That we can leave what the Lord calls us to leave.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们太容易就落在一个舒适的一个生活的习惯里头。
It is so easy to fall into a comfortable living habit.
这是我们常常说的 comfort zone.
We fall into a comfort zone.
我们常常我们的生活习惯成为一个真的成为一个习惯。
So our life becomes a habit.
我们每一天的生活是这个样子。
And that we carry our daily routine.
我们每个礼拜的生活是这个样子。
Our weekly routine.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要神来激动我们。
We need the Lord to stir us up.
从里面来激动我们的心
，Stir us up from within our spirit，
让我们能够来起来，来答应神的呼召
，So that we may rise up to answer His calling。
弟兄姐妹，想一想这犹大的渔民
，Imagine these remnants of the house of
Judah， 52,000人
，52,000，
当中有年老的
，So among them some are old，
有壮年的
，Some are in their youth，
有中年
，Some are in their middle age，
也有青年。
And some are in their youth，
甚至有一些孩子们。
And perhaps even there are children among them。
我们看见他们能够来答应主的呼召。
But as they rose up to answer the calling of the Lord，
他们能够为着神的心意，他们能够摆上。
And they can offer themselves for the heart of God。
弟兄姐妹，我们看见他们做出了一个非常重要的决定。
They made a very important decision。
可能在其他人的眼中
，perhaps in the eye of other people。
是一个愚蠢的决定。
Perhaps the others see this as a stupid decision.
可能在其他人的眼中
，perhaps in other people's eyes，
这是何等的损失
！And they have suffered great loss.
那弟兄姐妹，在这个五万两千人的渔民的心目中
，But in the heart of these 52,000，
他们必须要想清楚一件事
，They have to be clear of one thing，
就是这样做到底值不值得
？That they have to make this decision to see is this worth it。
弟兄姐妹，如果他们有一点不值得的感觉
，And if there's any thought in their mind that says this is not worth it，
他们就会与其他神的百姓继续留在巴比伦。
Then perhaps they will be like all the rest of the people to remain in Babylon。
他们就会在神的心意以外，在那里继续的在那里向神献祭烧香。
And perhaps they will continue to worship God outside of God's heart。
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord。
在圣经里头，让我们看见了这犹大的渔民。
We see these remnants of the house of Judah.
让我们看见在神的百姓中间
，among God's people，
有一些的人
，there are these few，
他们的心是向着神的心意
，and their heart is totally belong to the Lord。
他们的心是为着神的心意，他们有所割舍
，and their heart was willing to sacrifice for the purpose of God。
他们心觉得为着神的心意。他们这样做是值得的。
And in their heart, they decided that this is worth it.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，虽然他们回到了耶路撒冷之后
，And even though after they returned to Jerusalem,
他们还会遭遇困难。
We see that they still encountered difficulties.
他们还会遇见拦阻。
They still encountered opposition.
他们也曾经软弱。
And they became weak.
他们也又失败。
And perhaps they stumbled again.
但我们看见他们的名字被记载在神的特别的纪念册上。
Yet we see all their names were recorded in the special book of remembrance.
虽然他们和其他神的儿女们一同都在神的生命册里头。
And yes, every child of God is recorded in the book of life.
也就是说，凡做神儿女的，我们都在神的面前是蒙神所知道的。
That is to say, every child of God is known by Him.
但是这些的人。
But these remnants,
这些答应神呼召、为着神心意而活的人
，those who had answered His calling and started to live for the will of God,
他们是蒙神特别所纪念
，and they had a special remembrance before the Lord.
神一个一个的纪念他们
，the Lord wrote down their name one by one,
因为他们是一般为着神心意而活的人
，because they lived for the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，早晨愿神借着他的话语。也来激励我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the word of the Lord stir our hearts also this morning.
愿神的灵来激动我们的心。
May His Spirit stir up our hearts.
叫我们能够在神的面前来好好的省察。
So that we may examine ourselves before Him.
今天我们是在巴比伦向神献祭烧香呢，还是我们今天是在耶路撒冷来为神重建圣殿
？Are we worshiping God in Babylon and burning incense, or are we or have we returned to Jerusalem, building up His church?
今天在我们的生活当中
，in our lives，
是不是还有一些我们所看不见的偶像
？Are there any hidden idols?
我们知道巴比伦是可以说是敬拜偶像的一个中心。
We know Babylon was the capital of idol worship.
巴比伦那里也是一个贸易的中心。
And it was also the center of commerce.
我们知道 神的百姓啊，他们今天我们知道犹太人他们很会做生意，很会赚钱。
We know Jews of today are very good at their business.
就是因为他们在巴比伦被掳的70年当中，他们就学会了。
Because it's perhaps that they learned it well in that 70 years of captivity.
我们看见神的百姓啊，他们无论学什么，他们都是学的最好。
So no matter what they learn, they become the best at it.
所以我们看见今天神的百姓在巴比伦那里。
And we see God's people in Babylon.
他们一方面他们处在一个充满偶像的地方。
On one hand, they are in the place filled with idols.
另一方面，他们也生活在一个充满世界试探引诱的地方。
On the other hand, they're in the environment that is filled with temptation from the world.
所以当时神百姓在被掳的光景，就和今天神的儿女们在这世界里头的光景是非常类似。
So we see their captivity is very similar to our environment in the world today.
所以我们实在需要主来光照我们。
So we truly need the Lord to shine His light on us.
就像上周主日弟兄借着弟兄来提醒我们。
As the Lord reminded us through our brother last week.
愿主来翻转我们里面的土。
That He may break up and plow the ground in our heart.
叫我们那许多刚硬的光景。
So our hard and fallow ground.
叫我们那些隐藏的事情。
And all the hidden sins in our hearts.
能够在神的手里头能够被显明出来。
That can be exposed in the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这些的事情，若不今天被主来显明
，And if these things are not exposed today,
将来我们都到主审判台前的时候
，One day will come before the judgment seat of the Lord.
没有一样能够继续是隐藏的
，Nothing will remain hidden.
没有一样是能够在主的面前是不受责备的。
Nothing will escape the discipline of the Lord.
所以愿今天主来怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us today.
叫我们能够天天的活在他的光中。
That daily we can live in His light.
他审判的光中。
The light of His judgment.
叫我们今天还能够有悔改的机会。
So today we still have a chance to return and to repent.
叫我们今天还能够有回转的机会。
To repent and to return.
叫我们今天还能够有机会能够回到神的心意。
And we may still have this opportunity today to return to His will.
我们能够愿意答应神的呼召。
That we can answer His calling.
我们愿意回到神的心意里头。
That we can return to His purpose.
我们愿意来与他同工。
That we can cooperate with Him.
让他来建造我们。
That He can build us up.
让他来建造他的教会。
He can build up His church.
好叫我们将来见主的时候。
So that one day when we see Him.
我们在神的面前是能够没有亏欠。
That there will be nothing falling short before His presence.
叫我们在主的面前，我们可以不受责备。
That before His presence, we'll no longer receive any rebuke.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个恩典的机会。
And this is a chance in His grace.
这是今天神还怜悯我们的一个机会。
It is because He still has mercy on us today.
所以愿早晨神的灵来激动我们众人的心。
So may the Lord stir all of our spirit.
叫我们愿意来答应主的呼召。
That we'll be willing to respond to Him.
叫我们愿意离开我们已经习惯的一个舒适的一个生活。
Then maybe we'll leave our comfort zone.
叫我们愿意放弃我们自己原有的追求。
Then we'll be willing to give up our own pursuits.
对姐妹，我不能勉强你。
I cannot force you.
没有人能够勉强我们。
No one can force any of us.
只有当神的灵在我们里头来激动我们。
Only when the Spirit of the Lord stir our heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是我的祷告。
And this is my prayer.
不仅是为你
，not only for you，
也是为我
，also for myself。
愿意在这新的一年里头
，that in this new year，
神的灵来激动我们的心
，the Lord's Spirit may stir up our heart，
叫我们的心实在是从那不冷不热的光景里头能够出来
，so that we can come out this lukewarmness。
叫我们今天还能够靠着神的恩典
，so that by His grace today，
我们能够真实悔改在他的面前
，we can truly repent before His presence。
我们愿意向神说
，that we'll be willing to tell Him，
主啊，我愿意答应你的呼召
，Lord， I want to respond to Your calling。
我愿意回到你的心意里头
，I'm willing to return to Your purpose。
我愿意按着你的心意来让你与你同工来建造这荣耀的教会。
I want to cooperate with you according to your will to build up your church.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们每一个人
，Brothers and sisters, every one of us this morning.
每一个被主宝血所买赎的人
，Every one of us who is purchased by His precious blood.
每一个蒙神所爱的儿女
，Every child of God who is loved by Him.
我们要想清楚一件事
，Let us be clear of one thing.
就是如果我们这样做， 到底值不值得。
We need to be clear to decide if we do this, is it worth it?
主的心意值不值得我们有所舍弃？
Is the will of God worthy for you to give up?
主建造教会的心意值不值得我们的生活有所改变？
Is his purpose for building up the church worth it for you to change your life?
我们若是靠着主的恩典，
If by God's grace,
我们从心里面说，主啊，你的心意值得我这么做。
If we have a true response in our heart to say, Lord, your will is worth it.
主，我愿意你建造教会的心意能够早日的得着成就。
May your will, your purpose to build up your church be accomplished quickly.
如果我们真是从心里面我们认为这是值得的话，
If we truly know in our heart that this is worthy,
愿我们都起来。
Then let us all rise up.
我们能够从我们原来的光景里头能够出来，
To come out of our own conditions.
我们能够离开巴比伦。
To leave Babylon.
我们能够回到耶路撒冷。
To return to Jerusalem.
我们能够起来为耶稣。
To stand up for Jesus.
我们能够起来说，我们要回到神的心意里。
To stand up and say we want to return to the purpose of God.
我们愿意借着我们在神面前的祷告。
Through our prayers before the Lord.
我们让神能够来建造他的教会。
That the Lord can have a chance to build up His church.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个恩典的机会。
This is an opportunity in His grace.
这是一个神呼召我们的日子。
This is the day of His calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们不知道还有多少的机会。
And we don't know how many more opportunities we will have.
但愿当主在我们里头来翻耕我们的土的时候，
But as the Lord stir up the grounds,
当我们心田开始变松软的时候，
as He softens the soil in our heart,
当圣灵在我们里头来感动我们的时候，
As the Spirit stirs our heart,
弟兄姐妹，愿意我们都起来答应主的呼召。
May we all rise up and respond to His calling.
愿早晨圣灵像众教会所说的话，
May the word of the Spirit to all His churches.
愿早晨圣灵所向我们的心所说的话，
And the word of His Spirit to our heart.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Then let he who has an ear, let him hear.
弟兄姐妹，你听见了主的呼召了吗？
Have you heard the calling of the Lord?
你听见主爱的呼召吗？
Do you hear the calling in His love?
你听见主恩典的呼召吗？
Do you hear the calling by His grace?
主呼召我们回到他的心意里头。
He's calling for us to return to His heart.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意答应主的呼召吗？
Are you willing to respond?
主是不勉强我们。
He will not force us.
但他用恩典来激励我们。
But He constrains us and encourages us by His grace.
愿早晨我们听见圣灵所说的话。
So as we hear the word of the Lord,
我们的心能够对主说，
May our heart also have a response.
主，我愿意。
Lord, I'm willing.
愿你的心意是值得我这么做的。
Because your will is worthy for me to respond.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
我们今天实在是站在一个恩典的地位上。
Yes, Lord, today we're standing on your grace.
我们是实在在你面前，我们感到许多的羞愧。
Yes, before your presence, we know we have shamed.
主，因为我们实在知道你建造教会的心意是何等的急迫。
We know how urgent is your heart to build your church.
但主，你也显明，主，我们对你的心意的光景是那样的不冷不热。
And you have exposed our lukewarmness in our heart.
主今天还呼召我们。
But you're still calling us today.
今天还给我们有恩典的机会。
You still give us an opportunity in your grace.
让我们能够为着你的心意能够起来。
So that by your heart, for your purpose, we can rise up.
让我们能够愿意为着你的心意，我们能够离开。
That for your purpose, we may depart.
让我们愿意为着你的心意，我们能够出来。
That we can come out of it.
主，我们愿意你的爱再来激励我们。
Lord, may your love again constrain us.
主，叫我们真是能够看见你心意是何等的荣耀。
So that we can see how glorious is this calling.
主，叫我们看见你建造教会的心意是何等的值得。
How worth it is that you have a heart to build your church.
主，好叫我们愿意答应你的呼召。
So that we may answer your calling.
主，我们愿意让你来改变。
So that we're willing for you to change us.
改变我们的生活。
To change our life.
带领我们出来。
To lead us
主叫我们都能够进入你的心意里。
To take us out.
主叫你能够在我们身上。
So that we may enter into your desire.
也在我们中间有一个真实的建造。
In our lives, in the midst of us, that you can have a true building work.
愿你得着一个荣耀的教会。
May you gain a glorious church for yourself.
主是你可以与我们同在的地方。
Will be a place where you, your presence can dwell with us.
主叫我们的家里。
In our household,
我们的聚会里,
in our gatherings,
满了你自己的同在,
that your presence will fill us.
当人来到我们中间,
that whoever comes into our midst,
他们能够看见你荣耀的见证,
that they may see the testimony of your glory.
主啊, 求你为你名的缘故,
oh, for your name, own name's sake,
主你复兴你的工作,
may you revive your work.
主愿你兴起,
rise up, Lord,
建造你的教会,
build your church.
主啊, 愿凡灵被你所激动的,
that every heart that was stirred up by your spirit,
都起来回到耶路撒冷,
that we can all rise up and return to Jerusalem,
建造你的圣殿,
to build up your temple.
愿你的工作早日成就,
may your work be done quickly.
颂赞归给我们的主,
all praise be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.